Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Dave's Good Vibration Station with Dave Cohen, right here on LA Talk Radio.
What's up, guys? Tune in to Dave's Good Vibration Station here on LATalkRadio.com, world's most listened to internet talk radio station. I'm your host, Davey, and this is the show where we talk about anything and everything to raise your vibration. Woo! Yeah. Energy up in the studio. That's how we call this a lovely season two station, LED, because it is radio. So we extend our love, light, compassion, abundance, and appreciation to each and every single listener around the world. We want to thank you guys for taking your Sunday to spend with us, to explore the depths and realms of consciousness, to approach this human experience from possibly an entirely different approach than you may have ever thought of before, right? Here on the Vibration Station, we have dedicated our lives. Yes, our lives, because we love it so much. This is what we do. We are passionate about introducing new ideologies, new concepts to you, to the listeners, for the purpose of living a happier, healthier, wealthier, wiser, and more aligned lifestyle, right? Now, we have a very special show lined up for you guys today. As you know, here on the Vibration Station, we are passionate about bringing in guest speakers that are truly specialists, that are masters in their craft, right? And that's why if you guys are avid Vibration Station listeners, then you already know today's special guest. I'd like to give a very warm and compassionate and appreciative, to say the least, welcome to Dr. Michelle. How you doing, Doc? So great to have you on the show.
Davey, I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on again today. I always love coming on your show.
It's such a pleasure to have you on, Doc. And, you know, I find that I really do have the best shows with you. There's something about the shows that you and I do together where we really bridge the gap. And this is what I love about having you on the air live every Sunday that you come on, any and every Sunday that you ever come on the show. I love it so much because we really do bridge the gap between science and spirituality. And those two concepts, right? The concept behind that there is a difference between science and spirituality is the gap is becoming smaller and smaller and smaller and smaller on a collective basis for the collective understanding of, contrast between science and spirituality. And something that I love about what you bring to the shows and, of course, your own show on the couch with Dr. Michelle every Friday at 11 on Channel 1 here on LA Talk Radio. Make sure to check it out. Like I said, every Friday at 11 Pacific Standard Time. Something that I love about you on the show. Thank you, Doc. Something I love about bringing you on the show is you always bring such a knowledgeable and educated and vibrant energy, right? The energy that you bring is so powerful because you have
studied your life.
Thank you. You've dedicated your life to showing people through understanding the brain, understanding the connection between mind, body, spirit, and heart, which we will be talking about today. And you really dive deep into the depths of human consciousness. You really help people figure out those deep-seated suppressed layers of pain or of anxiety or stress or depression or whatever it is that, you know, people deal with. And what you do is you integrate a scientific aspect, but you also bridge it into spirituality. And as the listeners know, Dave's Good Vibration Station is primarily a spiritual show, right? What we mean by spiritual is we are not in any way, shape, or form relating our belief system to any religious or dogmatic, approach to the human experience, although we never put any religion down. But what we do here on the Vibration Station, just as a reminder for the listeners, this is not a religious show in any way, shape, or form. This is a show on understanding the energetic basics, understanding the quantum, the very core of our quantum beingness. So that's what it's about, is diving deep into understanding that as human beings, yes, we are meat machines, right? We are just flesh and bone. But along with that, we are actually much, much more than just flesh, tissue, marrow, and bone, right? We are energy. We are literally the physical embodiment of God, of creation, of the universe. Call it whatever you want. We are walking divinity. And I say that, I say that lightly, because I truly believe that each and every single being on this planet, whether you're a human being, whether you are part of the plant kingdom, animal kingdom, a crystal kingdom, whatever being you are a part of, you have consciousness and you are energy. You have the ability to attract. You have the ability to create. And that's what this show is about. First and foremost, Dr. Michelle, welcome to the show. Thank you so much for taking your Sunday to be here with us. Most importantly, how are you feeling today?
I am feeling great. So I did all the things that I tell my patients to do. So I kind of live what I said. I tell them to get a good night's rest, because when they go into that delta and then the REM stage, they're really sort of helping repair their physical and mental cells in their body. So he did that, had a very good breakfast with protein, and took a walk for half an hour up the hills. So I did all the things that I tell my
That's awesome.
So that's what, sweetheart. And how are you today?
Oh, I'm doing great, and I'm doing even better that I get to have you on the show for about half the show today. I know that Doc, you got a couple other things that you're taking care of on your very special and appreciated Sunday. You know, Sunday's a very sacred day to us during the week. So I want to thank you for taking your time to spend about half the show with us today. Doc, it actually, the reason why I reached out to you last week and asked you if you were available to come on today's show was due to a concept that you had inspired within me, right? Now, listeners, as you know, Dr. Michelle is a frequent star guest here on Dave's Good Vibration Station. So it is an honor and a pleasure, to say the least, to come on the show. She is, as you guys probably know, she is the body language specialist for E!, Entertainment Tonight. She's been on multiple national television programs in regards to sharing her knowledge behind psychology and also the gap between psychology and spirituality. So I really want to thank you for that. Another thing that I want to let the listeners know, something to really look forward to, which I am extremely excited about and looking forward to, is keep an eye out, guys. Keep an ear out. You know, you're going to be hearing some more information about it. You're probably going to be seeing some social media posts as time goes on, if you follow us on social media. Or also, if you check out Dr. Michelle's website, talkshowtherapist.com. Right? I know you have multiple websites. We have Straight Talk Doc, at gmail.com, and then you have Talk Show Therapist.
My email is straighttalkdoc@gmail.com, and I always encourage listeners to, email me if they have questions or, anything psychological. I can help them with.
And something that I'm super excited about launching and letting listeners know about is your upcoming book, right?
Oh,
how exciting.
Wow.
Beating, right? We talk about beating the bully inside, right? I believe that's the title of your soon to be released book. Is this correct?
Yes. I'm working on it still, just kind of trimming it and buttoning up some of the concepts. But I mean, yeah, it's basically about how we beat ourselves up. And, you know, what I find with most patients is that we are our own worst enemy.
Yeah.
So basically the concept is in each and every day, every moment, there's always a conversation taking place inside us, right?
There is.
Streams of consciousness. We're always thinking, right?
Yes.
And it's sort of the silent, for people who are not schizophrenic and hear voices, it's sort of the subconscious and never-ending conversation of emotion-based signals. Okay?
Right.
So I am not good enough, I am not smart enough, I am not whatever enough, or I am confident, and I am lucky, and I am blessed, and I am healthy. So it's basically never-ending. We have these conversations of emotion-based signals between the heart and the brain. And the reason why we have these conversations, well, it's really important because the quality of what we think and feel, okay, so the emotional signal of our feelings from the heart sends to the brain, you know, ideas and determines what kind of chemicals are released into our bodies.
Yes.
So when we feel what we would typically call negative emotions, like anger, hate, jealousy, things like that, right? The heart sends a signal to the brain, and it mirrors our feelings. By the way, I want to let you know that, you know, there's a lot of research that has been, you know, connected to the heart, you know, and the brain.
Oh, absolutely.
And, yeah. So, It's just amazing when we look at all of the connections. In 1991, Dr. Armour, he's a medical doctor and a PhD, showed that the heart literally has a mind of its own, okay? So this is where I'm coming from. It has as many as 40,000 neurons.
Yes.
All right? The heart has a nervous system that functions independently of the brain. And the technical term that they use for this system is the intrinsic cardiac nervous system, more commonly known as the heart brain. They call it the heart brain now. Okay.
Exactly.
And the discovery was so huge that it led to a whole new field of science called neurocardiology. So they say that the heart and the brain are connected by descending and ascending pathways. We talked about this last time you and I spoke.
Yeah, 2 weeks ago.
90% of the connecting nerve fibers come from the heart up to the brain, 90%. So these direct neural pathways going up into the brain are continually sending signals and information that interacts with and, you know, kind of modifies the brain's higher functioning.
Yes.
So these signals from the heart to the brain connect through a nerve and continue straight into the thalamus. Now, that's, you know, about perceiving and understanding language, goes into the frontal lobes, you know, and that's responsible for motor functions and problem solving. In other words, the whole brain, survival center, the amygdala, emotional memory, all that. And it's flooding the brain from the heart with these feelings. So, it, you know, the goal here is to keep your brain's survival centers in check by being more, as we call it, heart coherent.
Beautiful. Beautiful.
Yeah. So, so it's really important to do that. So what we have to do is we have to stay focused, you know, and we have to stay strong, and we have to be conscious of what we're feeling.
Yeah.
Right?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. So being conscious of what we're feeling is really important. So
and
what happens, what happens when we get stressed or angry or depressed or whatever from our heart is being sent up to our brain.
Right.
And then the stress from those negative emotions increases the levels of cortisol and adrenaline hormones that are often called stress hormones, and it makes us ill. It makes us depressed. It makes us
literally physically ill. Yeah.
Absolutely. And when we do the opposite, when we feel feelings of love and kindness, empathy, you know, then we send those feelings from our heart into our brain, which floods us with good stuff, immune fighters, a good level of, a good level of, you know, healthy hormones, a good level of healthy neurotransmitters and things that really help us up, you know, helps us get stronger and healthier and things like that. So,
it's amazing.
You know, just the way our hearts send our brains the signals of chaos when we feel negative emotions, positive emotions send another kind of signal to our brains that is more regular and more rhythmic and orderly.
Yes.
And so when we have the presence of positive emotions, like appreciation, like I said, gratitude, compassion, and caring, the brain releases that different kind of chemistry. And when we feel a sense of well-being, the level of stress hormones in our bodies decreases, like those bad ones go away, while the life-affirming chemistry of a powerful immune system with anti-aging properties increases.
Right.
And the shift between the stress response and a feeling of well-being can happen quickly. There's ways that we can do these things. And so I'd like to teach you a little...
I was going to ask if you wouldn't, if it wasn't too much of an inconvenience or didn't take too much of time, I would be honored to hear some of these ways. And then I also, on a side note,
I wanted to hear some of your questions too that you had for me.
Oh no, I love hearing what you have to say, and we're definitely on the same vibe. It's almost like you you answer the questions before I even ask them. It's amazing, and. Well, I do want to hear. No, first, let's. While we're in it, I do want to hear these ways, and then afterwards, I'll share with you. I actually had the honor of working with a company, through my social media company. It's for those of you out there that are interested, you could check out my social media company called Divine Mind Tribe. Right. You can check us out on Instagram, Facebook, and we have a website, divinemindtribe.com, or you can always email us, divinemindtribeofficial@gmail.com. Other than that, what I wanted to share, besides giving myself a plug, I wanted to let you know, Dr. Michelle, that we had the pleasure, let's say it was about 6 months ago, of working with an amazing company by the name of Heart Math. And I'll get into it a little bit later after I hear, you know, after you share with us how to actually go about taking action towards successfully making these changes and changing the connection between the brain and the heart to benefit the body, mind, and spirit. But I do want to let you know that this is something that we hadn't talked about. I did have the pleasure of working hand in hand with a company by the name of HeartMath, and they're actually very well known. If you Google search HeartMath, you'll be able to see their website, and they have some YouTube videos. But they talk about and they promote, their whole company is based on promoting specifically what we're talking about today, the mathematics of the heart. How this company talks about how, and I learned a lot from these wonderful people, from the founders of this company. They talked to me about how it's actually the heart that controls most of the emotional triggers in the brain. People have this common misconception to where they think it's the brain that is sending electromagnetic signals to the muscles of the body, to the heart, to you know, to move your big toe, to you know, pick your leg up and take a step forward. Where yes, that is true, but a substantial piece of physiological understanding has been overlooked in regards to the relationship between the heart and the brain. It is actually the heart, as you said moments ago, that is sending electromagnetic signals to the brain, which is then releasing certain chemicals, just like you said, cortisol and so on and so forth, you know, depending on what emotions the heart is releasing, right? So very, very fascinating. We will get into that more. Just wanted to share with you and the listeners that I had the pleasure of learning about this firsthand from people that have dedicated their lives to spreading this knowledge and spreading the knowledge, which is directly correlated to today's topic on the show. Nevertheless, please, Doc, please share with us some ways that we can, increase the connection in a positive way between the heart and the brain. Very, very curious. Well, and I could definitely use this knowledge and apply this own information into my own life.
Well, we can do, again, a very simple, it's like not even, I wouldn't call it a meditation, but the only reason I would call it, mindfulness and just staying quiet and still and using your mind and your heart. So there's things that we can do to really have heart coherence. That means getting your heart in alignment. And this is scientific. Remember, this is new science, and I say that because only in 1991 was it discovered that the heart literally has as many as 40,000 neurons.
Wow.
Independently functioning from the brain. These are emotional neurons, okay, independent from the brain, all right? So when we realize that, we have to give a little faith to the fact that our hearts, and literally, this is known in ancient depictions, shamanistic rituals, of placing the hand on the heart,
right,
and, going
right
to the heart chakra, things like that. This
Absolutely.
Has been known along. This actual science proved this. This was only in 1991. So when you know this, and there is science behind this, then you won't go, oh, this is hokey and whatever. It's another meditation, and I'll try it. Okay.
Of course.
So this is called the heart lock-in technique. Heart lock-in technique. And what
well,
you do
I'm
is
excited.
Get okay. Get to a calm part of your day, whether it's the morning, you get up a little earlier, and you can go okay. out. I would suggest you go out into nature. If
Beautiful.
You have a patio, if you have a terrace, if you have a backyard, if you have a whatever, wherever you are, if you can, if you live in the city, and you can get out somewhere that is where you're breathing the air, because you're going to take in more oxygen if you can get out. That's all I'm sort of feeling. Okay. So this is get to a place where you can apply this to relax. So there's not other people around. There's no stimulus. There's no anything. Okay. You may go outside. There'll be birds and barking dogs and cars you may hear. But be still and be alone wherever you're at.
Yes.
All right. Give yourself, you can only do this for 10 minutes and you're going to change your whole brain chemistry and your heart will feel better. You'll have a better day. And also, I encourage you to do this at the end of your day. Okay?
Yes.
Because what you're doing is you're infusing your heart and your brain to connect and it's really going to be healthy. So, first thing you can do, if you can't do this in the morning, find time to take a break, to go somewhere for your lunch hour. Go ahead and feed your stomach first so you're not starving, but take at least 10 minutes out where you can go peacefully to sit, or if you're lucky enough to be at home in a place where you can lie down, close your eyes, okay? And just allow your body to relax. And what you can do that, of course, is to start breathing in through the nose in 5 to 6 seconds. In increments. So you breathe in through the nose. Let's do this together, all right? We're going to go, we're going to count to 6. I always do it to 7 or 8 because I have expanded that lung capacity for myself now. But let's go to 6, all right? Let's breathe in through the nose right now. 1, 2, 3, slowly. 4, 5, 6. Breathe it, hold it. 2 seconds. 1, 2. Let it out. We're going out slowly through the mouth. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Do it again through the nose, breathing in. Counting up. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Hold it 2 seconds. Now let's breathe out through the mouth slowly. One, two, three, four, five, six. Now I want you to continue doing this without my counting, in through the nose and out through the mouth. And this will relax your body. Your autonomic nervous system is starting to relax. Your heart is beginning to slow down. It helps slow your thought process down. I want you to just focus on your breathing and nothing else. Now what I want you to do is place your right hand over your heart area. Find your heart area that's most comfortable and place your right hand over your heart. And that will bring your attention to your heart. So I just want you to just feel and see, while you're breathing slowly, your hand over your heart. Just picture your hand protecting your heart and sending out love to your heart. Just sending out good energy. As you place your hand over your heart, close your eyes, continue breathing slowly. So all we're doing is simply placing our hands over our heart while we breathe slowly. And we're imaging that we're sending good energy from our hands through our chest into our heart. And yes. When your mind wanders, just keep returning your attention and awareness to your chest and your hand over your heart and to your breath. Now what I want you to do while you're doing this, while you rest your attention with your hand over your heart, bring up some really positive emotions while you're doing this. And you're continuing to breathe in and out of your heart center. Just focus on your heart. Think of wonderful thoughts. Think of the most amazing elevated emotions. Think of someone you love and the most wonderful time you had together. Or think of winning that race, when you won something, whatever it was that you had a victory over. Think of a wonderful moment you had with your family that was so beautiful. Try to find something in your life that you can go back to where your emotions were flying high. These are heartfelt emotions. And connect these emotions, feel these emotions while you keep your hand over your heart. Feel these emotions and focus on your heart. Feel these emotions. Oh, this feels so good. Keep breathing slowly and stay there in your mind. If your mind wanders a little bit off to, gee, I've got to go prepare and do this, or I've got to go, come back slowly to this emotion and this feeling of whatever brought you the most joy. Don't go to any other feeling. Stay with this one right now. Stay with this image. Go to an image in your mind of it actually happening. So if you won a race, you finished ahead of everyone, and you're exhausted, but you're feeling everyone's cheering for you, you're getting a trophy, and everyone's saying you did it, and you're saying, I did it, oh gosh, I trained, and I'm so proud of myself, and the elevated emotion of people lifting you up, whatever this situation is, be there. You got some kind of a person in your life who said, I love you and I want to be with you, and you're holding hands and you're laughing and you're having a wonderful time. Whatever that is, I'm talking about the heartfelt. I'm talking about the emotional. Be there and breathe it. Close your eyes and be there. Keep your hand on your heart. Keep breathing slowly. Bring up this emotion. Keep living this movie of joy in your heart. Stay there. All right, just stay there and keep living this beautiful moment. The first time you saw your child, David, the first moment you said, I. Be there. Now, once you feel these heartfelt emotions in your chest area and your vision, you're feeling it, you're seeing it, you're there. The brain doesn't know the difference between you not being there right now in your past, that beautiful moment, and sitting in your comfortable place. Brain doesn't know the difference. You're there. All right? So what I want you to do is, once you feel these heartfelt emotions in your chest, be there. Feel it. And Dr. Joe Dispenza says, don't get up until you feel these feelings. Don't get up until your imagery matches the high of these feelings. Don't you get up. You stay there and feel it. Put that energy from your hand of feeling into your heart. Send that energy out beyond your body and marry it marry it with happiness.
Wow.
All right? And I want you to continue to broadcast that energy of love and intention in your heart, okay? And eventually, when you come to know what it feels like in your body to experience these elevated emotions, you can just practice throughout your day sort of with your eyes open, because the more you teach your heart to send loving, excited, joyful thoughts to the heart, it becomes more imprinted in the brain. And it's easier for the brain to go there instead of, I hate my life, I hate my work, I'm afraid I'm sick, I feel horrible, life sucks, and then you die. No. You're teaching your brain to go to, you know what, life's beautiful. I am so resilient, so blessed. Now, at the very end, whenever you decide, when you've reached that peak of feeling and joy and reliving that, you know, illusion, not the illusion, the imagery over and over and over in your brain of that joyful feeling, whatever it may be, I want you to keep breathing. I want you to close your eyes. And I want you to say to yourself, thank you for letting me feel these beautiful feelings. Thank you for allowing my heart to reach my brain so I will continue to be a happy, joyful, healthy person. So it's the gratitude of what you did for yourself in even those 10 minutes. And if you can do that, and then you relax and you sit there and breathe a little bit and move on with your day. But what you've done is you've infused your brain with your heart, the goodness, the joy. You've used imagery, which is the most powerful tool, with feeling. Okay? And you've changed the whole structure of your moment and your body just for 10 minutes. You'll feel more refreshed. You'll be more positive throughout your day. And if you start to feel negative and somebody is getting to you at work, or your relationship is getting to you, or something's really stressing you out, or your own thoughts, which are negative, you get away from where you're at if you can and go back to that, just kind of connecting with your heart, the heart coherence meditation. And that will set the day for you. It will take you away in the afternoon from the negatives. It will reset you sleep for a beautiful evening of sleep. And I'm going to tell you something. Your dreams will change. If you prepare for this before you go to sleep and you're in a grateful place and you've reached a positive sense of imagery and loving emotion or joyful emotion before you sleep, the chances are when you go into REM, if you remember your dreams, some of us don't, your dreams are going to be more peaceful.
That only makes sense.
It's just a little thing you can do every day. A couple of times a day, we'll do it, morning and evening. You want to do it 3 times a day? Beautiful. You're training your whole being to be happier. You're training your body to be healthier because you won't be releasing those stress hormones.
Right.
And that's the way you do it.
Wow. Doc, I got to tell you, I'm like vibing right now. The cellular structure of my body is
good.
Right when you said visualize, you know, that that moment of your daughter being born.
Is that what you visualized?
Absolutely. Mm. Right when you said, you know, the moment that you said, David, you know, visualize that moment. Your daughter being born, it really was like that moment got me. And I really dipped into a state. I had my eyes closed. I was visualizing. I was following your words and doing exactly what you were guiding us to do. And I got to say, touche, Doc. Touche. You are really something special. And, you know, I love you so much and I appreciate you so much and everything that you do. For humanity and everything that you do, you know, to teach other people the power of their own strength, and to teach other people that they, through focus and through deliberate change and through deliberate through the through the ability to deliberately focus on what brings us joy, we can truly create anything. And you're amazing.
Exactly.
You are amazing.
Thank you, sweetie.
I want to thank you so much.
I really appreciate that. Thank you. I'm so happy to be able to share this with you because, you know, this is based on science now. This is not just, stuff that we have to, kind of sort of believe in. I really want to hope that this works. There's so much science behind it. I want to, give a little shout out and some kudos, by the way, to Dr. Joe Dispenza.
Absolutely.
All of this information in a scientific manner.
Yes.
He has a book called Becoming
Amen.
Supernatural, right?
Dr. Joe Dispenza, the man. Yeah.
Yeah. His latest book, Becoming Supernatural, is How Common People Are Doing the Uncommon. And, of course, the foreword is written by the amazing Greg Braden.
Wow.
And he's done the same research. He's done the same research. And actually, I've sort of created that meditation from a combination of the tools that Greg uses and also Dr. Dispenza uses. I've sort of combined their techniques into that meditation. So, because I like certain aspects of each one of their meditations, but I've sort of put both together. So I just like that.
It's extremely powerful. No, it's, Doc, you really do have a way of touching, plucking the heart cords, heartstrings.
Thanks.
You really do have a wonderful and very special way of plucking the heartstrings, and everything that you do is it comes from such a place of love and compassion, and it blows me away that someone that comes from such a scientific and physiological background of study has been able to transmute themselves transmute their understanding into these, just absolutely phenomenal meditations and hypnosis techniques and integrating, the spirit and heart into the mind-body-spirit connection. There's a lot of doctors, and Dr. Michelle, this is the reason you give me faith you give me faith in our medical system because, obviously we all know about big pharma. We all know about the agendas, but at the same time, there are some really wonderful medications that the pharmaceutical companies do produce and do create. And, it's important that certain people with certain, mental illnesses do have a medication to help them out things, right? That's obviously very important.
Right.
But at the same time, we understand that there is a lot of manipulation when it comes to the medical field and stuff like that, and doctors getting paid for prescribing, which is absolutely ridiculous and all this stuff. But to have you just completely unbiased, completely without any agenda, just come here and share such beautiful and profound technique of accessing those higher frequencies that are within us and that do assist us in feeling emotion. I mean, that are responsible for our emotional state of being. It's just amazing. I want to thank you. I want to tell you that you really do help, as you can tell from my elongated expression of gratitude. I am humbled to have you on the show. I am humbled to be able to share this time with you, and I am humbled to just simply, know someone to the capacity of which I know you, that is so tuned in and tapped in and turned on to the understanding of, where the whole vibrational frequency of our planet is headed. So thank you. I love you.
Pleasure.
She so much.
Well, thank you, Davey, and I love you so much. And it's always fun to be on your show. And I just love sharing what I know with other people because, that's what it's about, is giving and sharing and loving. And just bringing joy to others. And, you know, it comes full cycle. So always believe it. Always believe it.
Everybody. I do. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. It's so important. You know, it is important that we know and believe within our hearts that yes. we can create whatever we put our minds to. And we do have the ability to focus, mm-hmm. you know, on that which brings us joy. And it's okay mm-hmm. to get caught up. It's okay to get caught yeah. up in the day-to-day stressors and anxiety and stuff like that. We are human indeed. Absolutely. You know, but something that I feel is really amazing is when you do have someone like yourself that is able to assist you in taking a step back and realizing and understanding that through our deliberate focus and through choosing what to direct our energy towards, we have the ability to really be, do, have, and create anything that we want for ourselves.
Yes.
You know, that's
I agree.
That's what it's about. And you're just a master teacher. And I thank you very, very much.
Oh, my pleasure. And if you want to talk sometime about, you know, that concept you just mentioned about manifesting, I mean, I was just kind of explaining my process of helping people become healthier and, you know, release the good kind of chemicals by the thoughts they have and how it works. But if at some time you'd like to talk about how we can truly, because of science, sort of move from, gee, I wish I had, to I know I have, and I'm going to stay strong in achieving it, and it's going to manifest for me. And,
yes.
you know, there's a lot of science behind that, too. And a lot of it has to do with the type of meditation that we just did. So I want to share that at some time with you all, too.
Oh, I would love to hear it. I would absolutely love to hear it. You know, it's really important that we do, you know, spend more time doing shows together, and that we do spend more time expressing the importance of deliberately channeling thought and deliberately focusing in ways that benefit not only the individual but all of humanity. You know, as we heal ourselves, we heal humanity. And that's I understand that it's a difficult concept to swallow, but when you understand in your heart of hearts that everything in your reality is a direct reflection of your consciousness. When you understand that you are the queen or the king, you are the master of your reality. There is nothing in the world, nothing in the world that could ever get in the way of maintaining our connection with all that isness, with higher self.
Right. True.
You know, you're just, you're wonderful, and we appreciate you. I appreciate you. All the listeners appreciate you.
Thank you.
You know, Doc, I get so many on all of our, I know you got to go, I'll let you go, but I just want to let you know, on all the shows that we have, I always get an email, at least one from a listener just referencing something that you said. And when I do get responses from listeners, it is a confirmation for me that we're doing the right thing. And, you know, every time we have a show together, there's always something that comes up. It always triggers an emotion within someone to where they feel inspired to reach out. And I send you those emails and I share them with you. But I just want to encourage the listeners and let them know that if they do want to email, you can always do so. If you want to email me, feel free to do so. You want to connect with Dave of Dave's Good Vibration Station. It's davesvibrationstation@gmail.com. Once again, it's just davesvibrationstation@gmail.com. And then if you want to connect with the very special, talented, and educated, informative, and wise Dr. Michelle, you can do so at, it's going to be straighttalkdoc@gmail.com. That's straight. talkdoc@gmail.com. Two T's, StraightTalkDoc@gmail.com.
And my website is Talk Show Therapist as well. So if people
make
want
sure to
see
check
some
it
of
out.
The work analyzing body language and just sort of helping people, you know, understand themselves better. That's the kind of thing I do.
That's amazing. That's amazing. I love your website. And I also know that you are in the process of updating your website. So there's going to be some new information out there. So that's really cool.
Absolutely.
That's fun. Exciting. And like I did mention at the beginning of the show, I am very excited to hear more information about your book.
All right. Thank you, Davey. And you have a blessed day. And thank you so much for having me on again. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, Dr. Michelle. Thank you so much for spending your Sunday to share your information with us and to really dive deep into assisting us as individuals in understanding how to empower ourselves, how to live the life of our dreams, how to connect our heart and our brain and create this beautiful, divine, effortless unity between mind, body, spirit, right? It's people like you that assist us and guide us into the understanding and into the proper tools and techniques that are required to live the lifestyle that we know we deserve. So I want to thank you for that, Doc. You're amazing.
My pleasure, Dave.
Love you so much. Feel free, Doc, of course, reach out anytime. And listeners, once again, reach out anytime. Listeners, you and I are going to have a little fun. We're going to take the last couple minutes of the show and dive into some other fun stuff. But Dr. Michelle, thank you so much for spending your Sunday with us. You have a beautiful, beautiful, blessed day. And we will speak, maybe next Sunday. Who knows?
Hey, I'm always down for talking with you, Davey. Thank you so much again for having me on. Blessings.
Thank you. Blessings to you, Doc.
Bye.
I want to give one. Thank you, guys. Sorry about that. We got disconnected there when we got Dr. Michelle off the line. Just wanted to say, wanted to give one more shout out to Dr. Michelle and say thank you so much for spreading your knowledge, your wisdom, your understanding. It's really, really powerful, really empowering, and really beautiful. The meditations that you share with us, the mindfulness that you share with us, Doc, is so helpful and really beyond just this physical realm. So we thank you for that. Listeners, I'm going to share with you and let you know that it's really important that we do take in this information. You see, we have dedicated a very large portion of our lives. We've dedicated our lives to the purpose of assisting humanity in understanding other ways, other approaches to this human experience for the sole purpose of living a happier, healthier, wealthier, more inspired, empowered, and driven, motivated lifestyle. That's what this show is all about. That's what our lifestyle is all about. That's what this movement is all about, right? So make sure, guys, to take the information that you got from today's show and apply it into your day-to-day experience. When you feel like there's a disconnection between your heart and your mind, when you feel something in your heart, right, but you are thinking a contrasting a thought in your mind, listen to the heart. Now, what do I mean by that? Listen to the heart. When you get your mind out of the way, when you get the ego out of the way, and you just feel, tap into your emotions and feel what your heart has to say, you will know exactly what I'm talking about. The heart truly does speak. The heart sends, as Dr. Michelle shared with us in today's show, electromagnetic signals to the brain, which therefore releases certain chemicals, making us feel a certain way. So when you move the mind out of the way and listen to the heart, let your heart be your guide, you will open up the doors to live the life of your dreams. And why do I say that? The life of your dreams is just living a happy life. And to live a happy life, you got to operate from the heart. That's what this is about. Wow, that 50 minutes went fast. Time flies when we are having fun. Once again, guys, make sure to, if you have a Twitter, you can always follow us on Twitter at Good Vibe Station. That's just Good, V-I-B-E, Station, S-T-A-T-I-O-N. And if you guys want to follow our sister account, we call it sister, sibling, brother, sister, whatever, sibling account, on Instagram, you can do so at divine.mind.tribe. If you just search Divine Mind Tribe, it will come up in the search bar. We're going to be the first one. Go ahead, click, follow, join the tribe, participate in the events, the ceremonies, the lifestyle. It is all about living a happy, healthy, wealthy, wise, inspired, and laughter-filled life. Thank you guys so much for sharing your Sunday with us. All the unconditional love, light, happiness, abundance, joy, and laughter from my heart, our hearts, to yours. We love you guys. LA Talk Radio loves you. Dave's Good Vibration Station loves you. And everybody involved has true compassion for you and for you taking the time to listen and apply this information into your life. Feel free to email me anytime, davesvibrationstation@gmail.com. Love you guys so much. And see you next Sunday. Peace.
You're listening to Dave's Good Vibration Station with Dave Cohen, right here on LA Talk Radio.